Why do we celebrate Lag BaOmer? Is this truly the day of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's passing? And even if so, why is that a reason to celebrate? So much ink has been spilled in Jewish literature, delving into the mystery of the Lag BaOmer celebration. Why do we celebrate on this day? The fact we celebrate is known and is recorded in Poskim, as the Rama writes in 493. Halacha too, that it's a mitzvah to increase slightly in joy on Lag BaOmer, and that's why all Jewry amidst Tachanun and Ashkenazim even rescind the mourning customs on this day. But the million-dollar question remains, why? What happened? And all the later Paiskim attempted to research and suggest reasons to justify this celebration, as we covered in a different lesson, of which the summary was that some Paiskim truly just give up. They say, we don't know what happened. All the reasons suggested have flaws. Famously, the Ramah's reason was due to that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva stopped dying on this day. The only problem is not everyone agrees to this. And even if so, they all died in the end, so why is this a reason to celebrate? And so on and so forth. Other Paiskim suggest other reasons for the celebration, while others give up. However, as is the case amongst many, many traditions, customs, mitzvahs that we keep in Judaism, in which the Talmud and Paiskim are unable to give us a clear understanding and reason behind them, comes along another section in Torah called Torah HaKabbalah and reveals to us and illuminates for us the true meaning behind the custom or day. And this case of the celebration of Lag BaOmer is no different. The classical Svarim of Kabbalah, which include the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim and Shara Kavanas of Rav Chaim Vital, based on the teachings of the Arizal and Mishnas Chassidim, state that on Lag BaOmer we celebrate the joy of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This reason is not recorded in the Paiskim, not the Ramah, not the Pri Chadash, and not in any of the Paiskim who dealt with their research of the question. But so is recorded in the Sifrei Kabbalah. What's the source of Rav Chaim Vital of the Sifrei Kabbalah that this is the day of Rashbi's celebration? The source is from Rashbi himself. Rav Chaim Vital quotes a story that happened with the Ariza, in which a certain individual named Rav Avim Alevi said Nachem on that day of Lag BaOmer in Meron, and the Arizal was summoned to a live meeting with Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who told him, please go to your student Rav Avim Alevi and tell him, why do you say Nachem on my day of joy, in other Nuschais, in our day of joy? And so thus concludes Rav Chaim Vital and in the Mishnas Chassidim that this is the reason of the celebration of Lag BaOmer, to rejoice the joy of Rashbi. And slowly but surely this reason has found its way into the later Paiskim, such as the Birkei Yosef, Meir Be'etzba, which is the Chidah, the Svarim B'nei Yisoscha, the Stei Chemed, Minchas Alaza, Divin Echemya, the Chayadim, Baruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, who all bring this as the reason of celebration, celebrating the Simcha of Rashbi. However, our quest for uncovering the mystery of the celebration of Lag BaOmer has not ended. What is this celebration of the Simcha of Rashbi? What happened? What's the joy that Rashbi wants us to have? For what reason? Why is it so important to him? What happened to him today? So this question, on the outset, seems to be shrouded in mystery. In the above sources of the Shara Kavanas of the Arizal and the Mishnas Chassidim, it seems the reason is because the Rashbi was a student of Rabbi Akiva, represents a continuity of his teachings, and thus on Lag BaOmer, for reasons based on Kabbalah, as Rav Chaim Vital explains there in Shara Kavanas, we celebrate this concept and idea that Rashbi successfully continued the teachings of Rabbi Akiva, who stood for the oral tradition of the Torah. No mention is made in those sources that Rav Shimon bar Yochai passed away. Some learn based on those sources that it's not just that we're celebrating that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai continued the teachings of Rabbi Akiva, but that in fact he got smicha on Lag BaOmer. The day of someone's smicha, especially the original smicha, is a great day of simcha. So that's why we celebrate Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's joy on this day. Nonetheless, without doubt, the traditional and commonly stated reason for celebration of Rashbi on Lag BaOmer is because this is the day of his passing. What then, however, is the source for this? if it was omitted from Shara Kavanis and Mishnas Chassidim, who are our sources for stating it's a day of celebration of Rashbi. So in truth, the source is found in the other Sefer of Chaim Vital, the Pri Eitz Chaim, Shar Sfiras HaOmer, Perek Zayin. There in the printed versions it states, the reason that Rashbi died on Lag BaOmer is because he was from the known students Rebbe Akiva who died on Lag BaOmer. A clear statement saying that Rashbi passed away on Lag BaOmer. However, it doesn't end here. You see, there's a little bit of a problem with what we just quoted from the Pri Eitz Chaim. Factually, Rashbi was not one of the 24,000 students of Rebbe Akiva. He did not pass away with that grouping. Accordingly, some place can conclude you must say this wording of the Pri Eitz Chaim is a misprint and hence is erased the source we stated in Reb Chaim Vital that this is the day of the passing of Rashbi. So writes the Divin Nechemya in his Tshuva 34, Ois Zayin, the Chidah and Mara Zayin, the Kutim 7, and others. Nonetheless, even if we were to dismiss the source in the Pri Eitz Chaim, it doesn't dismiss the fact that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away on this day, as so is printed and recorded in various Paiskim that in truth this is the day of his passing, as writes the Chidah in Birkei Yosef Meir Be'etzba, the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuva 233, the Bnei Yisoscha, the Steichem, the Minchas Alaz, the Divin Nechemya, who even after invalidating the source in the Pri Eitz Chaim states that nonetheless the concept is 100% true that Rashbi passed away on Lag BaOmer as has already been publicized in the entire world for many generations, the Yulul of Rashbi. And so we find in the earliest source that's undebatable that states that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away on this day is in the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe and in his Maimarim, who writes that this is the day of the Stalkas of Shimon Bar Yochai on Lag BaOmer. And thus, as the Rebbe concludes in his writings, that this is the true reason for the celebration of Lag BaOmer, as on this day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. Last but not least, in truth, the source in the Pri Eitz Chaim is correct. A careful study of old manuscripts from different libraries around the world of the Pri Eitz Chaim shows that indeed Reb Chaim Vital wrote that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away on this day. However, he worded it a little differently than what we have in our printed versions of the Pri Eitz Chaim. What he really wrote was as follows: the reason for Rashbi Simcha on Lag BaOmer is because he was one of the students of Rebbe Akiva, who was the one who died on Lag BaOmer, referring to Rashbi. And thus we have re-corroborated the source in the Pri Eitz Chaim that today, Lag BaOmer, is the day of Rashbi's passing. Regarding why this fact that the Rashbi passed away on this day should be a source of celebration, so there are several explanations. He instructed us to do so. But the main idea is that the day of a tzaddik's passing, all of his avodah and Torah becomes revealed for the whole world. Lengthens and writes in Igeres HaKodesh 28. And being the Rashbi represented Pnimi Satira Terei represents a great auspicious day for the learning and teachings of the innermost part of our Torah, which helps reveal the innermost part of the Jew and his connection with the innermost part of God, which is something that will fully become revealed in the times of Mashiach. And hence we find the Sfarim bring that in truth in Lag BaOmer a ray of Mashiach shines. And hence, even now, in Galus, once a year on Lag BaOmer, we celebrate this ray of Mashiach, the life and teachings of Shimon Bar Yochai, and as the Altebe writes in his letter, to rejoice with all one's heart and soul, make it a day of feasting and joy on the 18th of Iyar, sing praise to Hashem from the book of Tehillim, however, not entering into drunkenness and frivolity, heaven forbid.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.